Daily fantasy sports companies such as Boston-based DraftKings are working to persuade policymakers that they operate games of skill, not games of chance. Here's how it works. For a fee, the companies arrange contests between people who choose the professional athletes they expect to outperform their peers any given week in any given sport. Whoever assembles the most successful team wins a pot of money put up by competitors, showing that choosing the right players is more a result of expertise than luck, could help DraftKings and its rivals avoid gambling regulations. WBUR's Kurt Hickish has more.
All right, knock it in.
I'm nervous.
At Turner Hill Country Club in Ipswich last summer, golfer Jimmy Duncan stepped up to the tee. For winning the charity golfathon that day, he got to play one more hole, and if he hit a hole-in-one 165 yards away, he'd walk away with a $1 million prize. Duncan took a practice swing and then squared up for his fateful shot.
Jump, bounce.
He missed it. Most people do, obviously. But if he'd won, he would have been $1 million richer in Massachusetts. That same feat in another state could have put him and the leaders of the charity behind bars for illegal gambling.
That question is going to vary based upon the jurisdiction in which you're in.
That's Mark Edelman, a lawyer at the Zicklin School of Business in New York City. He says some states see a hole-in-one contest the way Massachusetts does.
Because you are an actual participant, it would be treated as a game of skill.
But other states say a hole-in-one has less to do with a golfer and more to do with a lucky bounce or a fortuitous gust of wind.
The chance of hitting a hole-in-one on any single hole is such a remote item in itself that could lead some to say that even the most skilled player can't do it with regularity. It would be the random event where it would take place.
Almost as random as picking the right number in roulette. In other words, a game of chance. So it's not a coincidence that if you look at the handful of states in which the Boston-based company DraftKings does not operate, it happens to be those very same states. Although company CEO Jason Robbins says the fantasy sports contests on his site are far from gambling.
We're not the house. We're just facilitating games between other people. So, there's not a need for us to design our product where there's a significant element of chance. We can make it so that, much like a chess competition, if you're a better chess player, you're gonna win most of the time.
Daily fantasy sports companies like to cite one recent study that suggests there is skill involved. The consulting firm McKinsey found that 91% of net winnings in daily fantasy baseball contests earlier this year went to just 1.3% of the players. Even so, there's a continuum between pure skill and pure chance. And some experts say the daily fantasy sports industry could learn something from the pinball industry.
In New York City, the Little Flower was on an anti-gambling rampage. Gotham's colorful mayor, LaGuardia, led police.
In the 1930s and 40s, many people considered pinball machines as dangerous as slot machines.
Mechanical pickpockets, Fiorello called them. He heaved the first one into Long Island Sound personally.
Back then, the pinball machines that New York's mayor smashed with sledgehammers were more like those slot machines he tossed into Long Island Sound. With pinball, you just pulled the knob and let the ball go. It was mostly chance. But pinball made a comeback into the American consciousness by adding flippers. Putting those buttons on each side to control flippers slid the game away from chance and more towards skill. In the 60s and 70s, enthusiasts dragged pinball machines into courtrooms and city council chambers to demonstrate the skill involved in racking up those high scores. And by doing so, they got anti-pinball laws off the books. The daily fantasy sports industry is facing a similar test today. Daniel Wallach is a sports attorney at a Florida law firm. He says at least 20 states allow online contests for prizes if they're predominantly skill-based. In other words, less than half based on chance.
So in those states like Massachusetts, which follow the predominant purpose test, daily fantasy sports is almost inarguably purely legal and would not be subject to any challenges. But in the rest of the country, we have a fair degree of murkiness and unsettled law.
Wallach says some states consider contests gambling if there's even a small bit of chance. Others say if it looks like gambling, it is gambling. It's why sports lawyer Mark Edelman says DraftKings could learn something from the Table Kings and introduce more pinball flippers into online fantasy sports contests.
The more players that a contestant has to select, the greater the element of skill would be. Furthermore, the ability to change players, interact, negotiate, make trades, all would play into the elements that would be deemed to be skill.
Edelman says the more that daily fantasy sports companies like DraftKings and Boston can show that their contests are based on skill, the less chance there is that prosecutors and judges and juries will tilt their servers and toss them into Boston Harbor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickin. He's a pinball wizard.